Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello and welcome to Table Manners. I'm Jessie Ware and I'm here in my kitchen.
I'm cooking. On cooking duty. Yeah.
I've tried to prep from this morning. I've even done that thing that chefs do where they put things in like individual bowls.
Like Blue Peter,
like I'm doing a food presentation. Let's see how that goes for me later. We have the wonderful Tom Adele coming through today.
Do you know him, darling?
I know Tom because we've been on the same bills. And he's always been so lovely to me. And then we had a really nice moment this summer. We were both playing a gig in Belgium. I think we were both playing Pukkelpop, maybe. We were both in the Sheraton Hotel in Brussels, our crew, and we were all having drinks in the hotel bar. He was incredibly kind and sweet and just lovely. So I'm really looking forward to having him over.
What have you made?
I have made. He's pescatarian, but I thought, I'm just going to do veg. This is coming out in January. However, we are doing it just before Christmas. And so I've got lots of bits in the kitchen that I want to use that are quite kind of wintry. So I've got a big Stilton. I've got walnuts. I've got nice apples. I've got lots of chutneys. So I'm going to do, actually from our cookbook, the Stilton apple, caramelized onion and walnut puff pastry, what would you call it? Tart.
Yeah.
And you put thyme on it and it's just really tasty. It's got kind of the sourness, sweetness, and then you've got that amazing Stilton. So that should be quite nice. And then I wanted to do some Brussels sprouts. So I'm doing Brussels sprouts in the oven because I love them that way because I think they go much sweeter. So I'm doing an Alison Roman recipe, which is with harissa, olive oil and honey. And then you put on a kind of a lemony shallot and parsley relish on top. So it kind of cuts through from the sweetness and the heat. So that's really nice. And then lastly, I had one of those pumpkins. I think they're called Delisa. And they've got that really kind of coarse green outer layer. And they are the best pumpkins or squash or whatever. And so I'm going to cut that up, roast it in the oven. I've got some beans from the Bold Bean Company, my fave. I'm going to zhuzh them up. I'm going to do a whole clove of garlic in the oven so it's really sweet. Squeeze that out into the bean puree, some lemon zest, olive oil, and I'm frying some sage. So with this sage oil that's left from frying it, pour that into really nice aromatic and then put some crunchy sage leaves on top with some pecans that I've done in maple syrup. So it's all kind of quite nice wintry food and I haven't done a pud. Forgot. Really sorry.
How did you forget, darling?
I don't know. It's just not a priority for me. But I know. Really shocking. So yeah, hopefully Tom will enjoy it. And it's actually, I really like cooking vegetarian food, unlike you. I think I should always do the vegetarian ones.
I think you should.
But so yeah, we've got that. So Tom's coming over because he's got a new album coming out. It's called Black Friday. And I wonder if he's a foodie. I know that he declined a chicken wing in the Sheraton Hotel. That's probably because he's a vegetarian.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I hope
that will be the clue.
That will be the clue. Tom Adele coming up on Table Manners. Tom Adele, you're here. You've come early,
yes.
Which we do like.
Yeah, yes. We like early.
We prefer that to late.
Good.
So that's fine. You bought chocolates from Brussels.
Chocolates from Brussels.
Bruges.
Yes.
And I'm still in the kitchen, so we're trying a thing where I chat like I'm kind of challenge Annika or like Davina McCall. Street night.
Just you need those little headphones on, like
what, like
yeah, like yeah, Janet Jackson, and then you can multitask.
Okay,
and
well,
speak.
Well, I'm going to try and speak, but I am in the middle of cooking still. But welcome to the podcast.
It's great to be here. I'm a massive fan. So as I say, I'm quite nervous, to be honest.
Oh my god,
you should be nervous.
What are you nervous about?
Us.
Like the food being
not
bad,
no, I just
the chat
food
being
is shit.
Dry.
Yeah, I guess it's like a bit starstruck in a way. Oh, I feel a bit
obviously.
Starstruck.
Shut up. Well, it's a pleasure to have you. And
it's really great to be here.
You're a pescatarian.
I am, yeah.
We're not actually going to do fish today.
Okay.
I'm going strictly veg.
Great.
Is that okay?
Yeah, no, I love it.
You just got married.
I did, yeah.
Congratulations. Yeah. How long have you been married?
About, I think it'll be 4 weeks on Saturday.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Oh, yeah, I saw the pictures in Vogue.
Oh, right, yeah.
Oh, my
yeah.
God, she's gorgeous.
Yeah, no, it was
oh,
really...
you did well, Tom.
Oh, thank you.
She's a
yeah.
beaut.
No, I'm a very lucky man. I
Is she a model?
She was. She does more art now. She started out as a model.
So beautiful.
Yeah, she looked unbelievably stunning. The wedding we had, because it was obviously in the winter, and it was a lovely, it was like clear blue sky, really
oh.
cold. And the sunshine, it was, we got married about 3 o'clock, just came, just as she was walking through with her dad, the sun, like a ray of light, sort of,
shone on her.
I mean, it's like so beautiful. I was like, I was in a dream.
Celestial light
yeah.
on your
yeah.
bride.
It was.
Where did you meet her?
We actually met online.
Did you?
Yeah. Which I feel like I write about love so much, and then it's...
you met online.
No, but listen, this is a word to anybody that's thinking about going on online. You could have your wedding in Vogue with a beautiful artist, model, and musician. You could, it could all work out.
Yeah.
So get online. How many dates did you go online dating?
Not for? Me. Yeah. Like virtually none. Maybe a few, but we also, I think we kind of like, we started out as, this sounds weird, but like, I think we both kind of met as friends. Like it was definitely like, we went on like a lot of walks
that
together.
Sounds like a lyric, babe, already.
Well, I know. It sounds like, but it was very like, I think we, you know, we spent quite a lot of time courting.
Courting.
Yeah. Is that the
when
right word?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. When did you meet?
So
was it around COVID?
It was before COVID, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then...
And then did you move in together
yeah,
for COVID?
Yeah, just before.
Cemented
just
the
after.
Deal, COVID,
yeah. And it
yeah.
really... And we always say it like sort of fast-tracked our relationship by
yeah.
6 months, I think.
Either fast-tracked it or sledgehammered
just,
it.
Yeah,
or,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, slowed it down, yeah.
Yeah. But no, she's incredible.
And what's she do now?
She's an artist. I mean, she's an unbelievable artist, sort of visual artist. She just went back a few years ago. She went back to university. So she's just at Goldsmiths.
Oh, round
just
there.
Just up the road. She's a much better artist than I am. I have to work harder.
So it just comes naturally.
It comes naturally.
So what
to her,
did
yeah.
you do when you left school? Did you study music?
I studied music in Brighton for a year, and then I was going to stay in Brighton, and I was working as a sort of barman.
Is that where you're from?
No, I'm from Chichester.
Oh, well, it's yeah. just a bit around there,
bit,
yeah.
Yeah, about 45 minutes along the yeah. coast, and I had to move home back to my parents' house. I sort of ran out of money, and that's when I started coming up to London and doing gigs. And
do you play other instruments as well?
I play a bit of a guitar,
yeah.
but I'm rubbish
but
at the
not,
guitar.
Oh, okay, yeah. So piano, it's just...
Yeah, that's the thing that really got me into it more than anything, yeah.
So piano. When did you start learning the piano?
When I was about 6 or 7.
6. Were yeah. your parents strict?
No, they didn't. They're not musical, and they really didn't sort of encourage me that much to play the piano. It was more my grandparents.
Do they play?
They both my both my grandmothers played the piano.
How interesting.
And my grandma used to come pick me up in her Renault car, white Renault, I always remember it. And she'd always have these little French boiled sweets because they had a caravan in France. And she'd come pick me up every Tuesday and drive me to Bognor Regis for piano lessons.
But there's the ones in the tin that you'd have always
the tin.
Like,
and it's covered in sugar.
Oh, yeah,
you
get they're them out lovely.
And it's been sugar everywhere.
I know, and it's all over your face and everything. Yeah. It's delicious.
And then, you know, interestingly, the piano teacher was always baking. And I genuinely put that, the sort of, you know, the draw of the smell of cakes in the oven. Ever I go to the house, she'd always give me a slice of freshly baked cake.
Oh, how delicious.
And when you're six or seven...
Is that why you kept on playing
I think
piano,
I think it's why I kept going back.
Funny.
Yeah.
What was your favourite bake of your piano teacher? Would she be listening to this?
I'm not in touch. And she was quite old. Then.
So maybe she is listening to this.
I'd like to know. I don't know. I've never got in touch, but... It was definitely more traditional, that kind of English, you know, sort of Victoria sponges and things like that.
Yeah. It's nothing better than a nice piece of cake. Oh,
and also it's just being made.
Just that smell and and it's soft. And
oh, it's amazing.
Can you bake?
No. Georgie bakes a bit.
Let's talk about you and your cooking. Yeah. Can you cook?
I can cook. Basically, I couldn't cook until the lockdown.
Oh.
And then I learnt to cook almost entirely from a Middle Eastern cookbook.
Called?
And I need to remember the name. It's a lady.
Sabrina Gaynor?
Not Sabrina Gaynor, no. I can find out the name. She's an older lady. Here, let me look it up. It's a vegetarian one, but she does do other... Oh, Salma Hage.
Oh, I don't...
Never
I
heard
don't
of
know.
Her.
It's really good.
Oh, to, what's the name of the cookbook?
The Middle Eastern Vegetarian Cookbook.
Oh,
okay. Oh, wow. That's
did you Google that in lockdown and then you were like, I need vegetarian food, you know, and I want to make Middle Eastern
I think
food.
Someone bought me it. It was one of those gifts that had been sat in my kitchen for years.
And you thought, I'll have a look.
And I have a look. And then we started making these sort of stews.
Are you both veggies?
Yeah, I mean, Georgie wasn't. She sort of, I think because I was doing the cooking.
She's given up the ghost. Yeah,
I mean, we do eat quite a lot of fish. But this cookbook, it definitely, because they were also, they're relatively complex, the dishes in there.
They always are, fishy.
And they've got a lot of...
I know, it's like Otto Lenghi's, so complicated.
Yeah, Otto Lenghi's book we have as well.
Yeah.
I absolutely love cooking. But,
do you?
Yeah, but one, I'm pretty rubbish at it.
I don't
No, I really am. I'm not being...
Modest.
Because I don't get a lot of time to do it, and then, and I've only been doing it for 2 years, but there's no place I feel calmer than cooking.
I'm with you. I don't know whether it's because we're highly stressed musicians the majority of the time.
Yeah,
I love it. I don't think about anything.
It's so consuming, and every other thought or worry.
So interesting.
It completely evaporates.
So it doesn't make me feel less stressed.
Because you get stressed about the food or...
I just find it just a lot to do.
Mm.
And that if you want to make something really lovely, it takes so long and it's complicated and you have to keep clearing up and starting again if you're doing lots of different things.
Right, right.
So I don't find it not... Also, I find the stress is thinking about what I'm going to cook. Ordering everything, making sure I've got it all in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you seem so natural as you do it.
You don't hear that
all the swearing.
You have to edit all that out.
Yeah, Alice is fabulous, yeah.
I find I'm a very insecure cook. So
if I... Think we all are.
No, but I'm incredible. Like, I'm very sensitive. And if Georgie even just looks at me the wrong way, I need a lot of praise.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, a lot of praise.
Oh, you like that with your music as
no,
well as
not
your cooking?
At all. No. I find I need a disproportionate amount of praise. And, you know, there was this one time that I cooked my first risotto and I was really proud of doing it because...
It's an effort
and you're just stirring. And then Georgie was on the phone to the bank and she'd waited for like 40 minutes. She'd been in a queue with the music on the phone to the bank. And then just as I served the risotto, she got through to the bank. And it was...
You weren't happy.
I got really upset about it. I'm slightly embarrassed about how upset I got. I got about it. Because I think...
It is annoying, yeah.
I think also when you're just starting something, that like, you do need praise.
Yeah, I think you do. I think the key is to get dishes that you know you're really good at and it always works.
Yeah.
And then if I feel I have my dishes that I know I can do, it always works out well. And I wheel those out for the big guns, yeah.
Problem is I don't have many of those dishes.
But you will.
Eventually, maybe in like 20 years. Another really embarrassing thing that I thought about.
I love how confessional you're being. No, I appreciate this.
Yeah, because, it's nice to get it all out. the other really embarrassing thing which nearly destroyed Georgie and I's relationship was early on, we went to visit her mum in Guildford. And this was like midway through COVID. And I was making this veggie chili con carne.
Classic.
It's a really good recipe from online. Okay. Cookies and Kate or something.
Ooh.
It's a big online.
And what's the kind of imitation protein?
No imitation protein.
So what is it?
It's just more beans, I reckon. Okay. So it's very bean laden.
Very beany.
Yes, yeah. Very beany. Really delicious though. It's got loads of smoked paprika in it.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was kind of COVID-y and all the supermarkets closed early or something, and I couldn't get any black beans. So I went, the only supermarket I found was this Chinese supermarket, and I didn't realise that dried black beans
need cooking for
need
very
to be
long.
Soaked or cooked.
Otherwise you can get very ill.
Get very ill, and they also take like 7 hours in a stew to turn into what you get in a can.
You're talking to someone who had kidney bean poisoning and ended up in the hospital.
Oh, seriously?
I just got married to Jesse's dad and got married in the September. I didn't feel I knew him that well, to be honest. But so we went to a birthday party of a great friend, a colleague of mine, in November. So we married in September and this was the beginning of November. And it was the 30th and he made a big chili con carne. And when I started to feel queasy while I was there and I thought, oh gosh, I'm being pathetic. And as I felt more and more queasy and I felt slightly embarrassed. So I'd not been sick in front of my husband and I had to get him to stop the car and I vomited all the way home and then got in and I was vomiting. He had to take me to hospital.
Oh my Lord.
And they had to give me injections and he was vomiting too.
Oh my Lord.
We were both
Lord.
Ill. And the next day, this person rang, this friend, who was a doctor, in fact, and said, are you all right? And we said, no, we've been up all night. 40 people got kidney
and they
beans,
all got
it. Because they just had done a big pot of beans, dry beans.
Oh, my Lord.
And they hadn't boiled them long enough. And there's a slight poison in kidney beans.
And were they hard? Did they taste hard?
They did taste hard, to be honest.
Well, this is what happens with this, is that I then put them in and then was surprised to find that they just weren't softening.
Yeah.
And it got to like 7:30, they got to 8:30, got to 9:30, and they didn't eat. And I'd been like, I'll cook for you all. And they went to bed hungry. And the next morning, I was like, I'll be ready.
It's still ready.
It still wasn't ready.
But it's a good thing you didn't serve it.
Well, I know.
You'd have killed them.
Yeah, I know. You could have done.
Yeah, it's really dangerous.
Yeah, it's good to know that.
Yeah, kidney bean. That's how you best use tinned kidney beans.
Tom, what was on the menu at the wedding?
We did do vegetarian food, actually.
Who catered?
It was a chap called Charlton. It was very nice.
Good.
We were going to get Moro to do it. Do you know Moro?
I love Moro.
That's our favourite restaurant.
But that's quite meaty.
A bit meaty.
Their lamb is quite famous.
Yeah, I've not had their lamb.
No, you wouldn't.
We like Middle Eastern food. We love that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Have you eaten at Rovi?
No.
Ottolenghi's, they're all veggie.
Oh, we go to Ottolenghi. There's a good one that's down that vibe called Barbary Next Door. Have you heard of that one?
No, where is
Barbary?
That?
The Barbary, yeah. It's in Neil's Yard.
Oh, okay.
There's one called the Barbary and then there's one called the Barbary Next Door.
Right.
And the Barbary Next Door is very similar to Moro. It's like a lot of that kind of aubergines and you know, crispy aubergines with feta and stuff. Ooh, like
delicious.
That.
So is that what you had on the menu, crispy
we had, yeah, we did actually. We had crispy aubergines with feta. And then what else do we have? Sweet potatoes. I mean, I just basically didn't eat for some reason.
Why?
I don't know.
Were you worried about getting bits in your teeth?
I was.
People often worry about really? That on their wedding day. Because of photographs.
I was just...
Yeah. Hopefully your new bride or groom would let you know.
Pointed out, yeah.
We, I wasn't worried about getting bits in my teeth, no.
That was the least of your worries.
And did you play at your wedding?
No, I didn't play, no. I think it's a bit cheesy.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
And also, do you like karaoke? Because I feel like now, that's what we usually ask at the end, but do you like it?
It's a bit of a busman's holiday, isn't it?
That's what Jesse thinks. Yeah. But we've got people who are singers that love it.
But you've got an amazing voice.
So do you.
I don't know. I feel like...
What are you talking about, Tom?
You've got the most fabulous
new album.
No, but I don't feel like... That's why I think I'm more like... I like playing the piano. I think of myself
more
as a piano
modest.
Player.
But you know what? It's so funny, isn't it? Because I look at you and I go, you play the piano and you sing. And like, I think... you, from what I understand, you really like it to all be very live.
Very live, yeah.
Like, you know, you do you still yeah. have, do you even use in-ears?
No.
Yeah, like you're...
So I'll be deaf by the time I'm 40.
And like you're like the purest kind of form of musician.
Well, I don't know about that. I think definitely grew up playing in bands. That was definitely the vibe, you know, of like playing.
So is that how you started playing in bands?
Yeah, just and not as a singer.
What was the first band called?
Oh, it's awful name.
Go on.
It was Monotonic, which I think
monotonic.
Is possibly the worst.
Probably, yeah.
Monotonic doesn't really sell it either.
No, it's mono. Kind of, mono.
Yeah.
One tone.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Go on.
Awful.
Another one.
I was in this band for I was not the leading member, but there was a band I was in of older people called Tickling the Pickle.
Oh my goodness, Tom! Why was it called? I quite like that.
Which I don't, you can take how you want.
It sounds like you're drinking cider.
It's offensive, I think.
Tickling the pickle. I'm kind of imagining you all knocking...
I don't
think
I've ever told anyone that.
Well welcome to Table Hands, baby. Food is nearly ready. But before...
I want to know, when did you become vegetarian?
I was in. It was a snap decision.
When you were in Tickling the Pickle.
I was in a McDonald's.
Yeah.
Just outside of Boston.
How old?
I was 28 years old.
On tour?
Crikey.
So 5 years ago, 4.5 years ago, I was on tour and I was hungover, hanging out of my arse. I really had a long night.
Yeah.
And I had a quarter pounder of cheese.
Yum.
That wouldn't be enough.
With other things. I think there might have been some nuggets involved.
Yeah. Which sauce?
Just ketchup.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe. They don't do mayo in McDonald's, do they? Or is that Burger King?
Oh, you know what? I don't think they do mayo.
Because no, I really love mayonnaise.
So you were in McDonald's.
I was in McDonald's and I had a burger and I think it was, for whatever reason, it like hit the spot in a way that I can't articulate. And I just thought, enough's enough.
Why did you think enough's enough when it hit the spot?
I don't know. It was just like, it just felt like the right time to bow out.
It was the wrong time because you were hungover and you made a rash decision.
Yeah. I made a rash decision, yeah.
Let's go and get a Mackie D's and see how it feels when you're not hungover. Actually, that's when you will bow out, I think.
Yeah, it was... you have not looked back. But I don't know how ethical our choice is because...
So you didn't think I'll cut down on alcohol because I'm so hungover. You thought, I won't...
Maybe
alcohol
in a way,
makes me eat McDonald's, so I'll stop.
Yeah, I needed to cut something out. Like, cut the wrong thing out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we've got a Stilton, a walnut and caramelised onion, a tart with apple and thyme. And then we've got roasted Brussels sprouts with like harissa and honey. Really easy, quite good for, well, this is coming out post-Christmas, but, and it's got like, it's Alison Roman, we love her. She's an amazing chef. And then you put like shallot relish. And then this, I just kind of, I have this, have you ever cooked with the Delissa pumpkin? Is it Delissa? You know, they look really dark green. They're the nicest tasting pumpkin. And then I just did like a white bean stuff on the bottom, and it's got fried sage.
Oh,
please help yourself.
Well, thank you so much.
Such a pleasure, babe.
Wow.
Keep on eating, but I'm going to ask you some more questions.
Okay.
You know the drill. You need to tell me your last supper.
Oh, yes.
Which is going to be starter, main, pud, drink of choice. Who's going to be around the dinner table?
I've lost sleep over this, you know.
Oh, my God, stop. I love you. You're so diligent.
It's so hard to know.
It's okay. No one's going to know if you change your mind tomorrow, though, Tom.
Because you start... Because I don't want to be the person that's like... I feel like sushi is like the worst choice.
Why?
Right?
No.
Because
why?
Like, that was my intuitive answer.
Do you anywhere like, particular? Do you
like I really like sushi, but I just find I feel like it sounds.
Do you worry you're going to sound like a dick?
Well, I don't know. Maybe, but
I don't think you sound like a dick.
But I'm not. I'm actually not going with sushi. After all of that,
I thought it made you sound quite transatlantic. Yeah,
you can have it as an extra.
Hmm.
All right, where are we starting, Tom?
What, for the Last Supper?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I think I'm going to go Italian.
For the starter?
Well, just for the general vibe.
Oh, you're keeping the same genre.
Well, the starter...
You really threw Japanese in the bin, didn't you?
The starter, I'm going to say...
Yeah.
Buffalo mozzarella with tomatoes.
Just... Fresh tomatoes.
Very simple.
Yeah.
Will you be going to Italy for your honeymoon for that buffalo mozzarella?
No, no. But I feel like if my favourite meals are always in Italian restaurants with a glass of red wine and being with Georgie and just, I don't know what it is. And I also think it's slightly my guilty pleasure as well because I love pasta so much. And if I could, I'd probably eat it every night.
Where's your favourite restaurant that you go to?
We love this place, but only the one on Greek Street, Lena Stores.
Oh yeah, Lena Street. Yeah, because they've become a franchise, right?
Yeah, I don't love the ones.
So this is the original one.
Mm.
And which is your flavour that you like?
What
flavour
of
pasta? Mm.
Really boring, but probably just like a tomato, but done really well. Maybe. Is it arrabbiata, which is...
Slightly spicy.
I love.
Tom, what I'm getting from you is you're a simple man.
Simple man. Of simple taste.
Yeah, no, but, you know, simple pleasures.
But with a good parmesan.
A really good parmesan and a lovely glass of red wine. I do also quite... Like, I was never into this, and I'm not particularly into mushrooms either. In fact, I hate mushrooms.
Thank God. You didn't bloody tell me that, babes.
Yeah, I didn't tell you that. But I would have eaten
I could have... Done a whole mushroom because you're.
Yeah. I would have eaten them and I wouldn't have said anything, but
because you're a gem.
But I do not particularly like them, but yeah, I think Italian is just the one, and I have thought about this quite hard. Like this isn't a rash decision.
Do you like vongole or seafood pasta?
I don't love it. No, I find vongole is quite annoying with the shells.
Yeah, I can't be doing with that. But I do love seafood pasta.
Yeah. I think it's best with a simple sauce, though. I quite like, what's the anchovy sauce when it's got a little bit of anchovies?
Puttanesca?
Yeah, maybe puttanesca with olives. Yeah. Yeah, that's nice.
Would you like any more of anything, Tom? You can have whatever you want.
I'm perfect. Thank you very much, sir. It's absolutely delicious.
You're very sweet. So lovely. But I kind of feel like you would have said that if you were eating
it's very delicious, darling.
Oh, this is insanely good.
You're very sweet.
No, this is like, honestly, this is like my favourite.
So we've gone buffalo mozzarella and tomato, then we're going tomato sauce pasta.
Quite a tomato.
Okay, but we need to sex this up slightly.
Yeah.
For the dessert. You're not a sweet person.
Okay, my dessert is going to go somewhere else. I just have, and I always have, just love apple crumble with custard. Oh, anything with custard, basically.
Fuck, I should have done.
Like anything with custard, I'll be thrilled about. But also, the more bougie Tom likes sort of chocolate mousse. You know, like the not more like modern chocolate, you know, like you get in like Mora or something. They do that quite like with sea salt and stuff.
Mm.
And it's quite dense.
Have you tried the yogurt cake at Mora?
Mm, I don't think I have.
Babe, it's so good.
Really?
So a drink of choice would be a glass of nice red. Where are you going? Italian for this? Do you know much about wine?
No, I probably like pretend to know more about wine than I actually do. I do like Italian. Me and Georgie go to this place, or been a couple of times to this place, Montalcino in Italy, which is, and they do Brunello di Montalcino, so it's like really nice red wine, quite sort of medium. But yeah, we like drinking wine, red wine. We can get through quite a lot of
it. How do you have your eggs in the morning, Tom Adele?
I have quite a specific egg method.
Oh, please do tell me.
Which some people think is a bit odd.
I love this, come on.
Is that I boil them like you would boil a boiled egg.
Yeah.
And then I do it for 6.5 minutes.
So they're jammy?
Depending on the size. If it's a large egg, I do it for 7 minutes. If it's a small egg, very small, I do it for 6.
Okay.
6.5 from average. And then I'll peel it.
Why is that weird?
Well, I don't know, because people think, is it a poached egg?
That's what Jessie does for
children. I do that.
Yeah.
We have, like, they're not hard boiled.
So I don't understand why people eat. Why do they keep half the shell on? Like, George keeps half the shell on. Why not just take all the shell off and then eat the whole thing? Because you never quite finish it if you're doing...
Because it's hot. It's hard to take the shell off.
Put it in cold water.
Put it in cold water.
Can I tell you a tip?
Yeah.
Because sometimes it can be hard to peel it. Maybe you already know this tip.
Yeah.
You do.
What's the tip?
You get an egg standing up and you knock it on the ground. Do you know this already?
No.
Okay. I'm gonna do this for the purposes of everyone listening.
Great.
Okay, so you get an egg upright and you tap the base on there and you're gonna hear quite a high pitch like click. Okay,
really?
Ready?
Oh yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And then that, you put it then into the boiling water and that makes it much easier to peel.
Right.
Who told you that?
You don't look as impressed as I thought you
did. No, I'm not that impressed.
No,
actually.
I find that impressive.
Okay, we're going to peel an egg in a minute, Tom. That's what we're going to do.
But what is it that, is it just, does it crack?
I think it cracks the membrane and then it allows it to kind of like move
expand.
Away from the, yeah.
Right.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So you talked about, whilst I was cooking, you talked about the smell of baked goods as you went into your piano teacher's house. And I love that. Can we talk about your childhood and who was cooking around the dinner table and who was eating?
So my dad was an airline pilot.
You're kidding.
Yeah. So he would go away, and he was a long haul airline pilot. And so he would go away for 5-6 days at a time. And he would come back having learnt a new recipe. And he's an amazing cook. And he was quite ambitious.
Sorry, it's my daughter.
Is it? It could be a delivery.
No, it would be her.
He was quite ambitious.
He was quite ambitious with his cooking. And he'd try lots of different things. And it meant that we grew up with a very sort of international table.
And who was around the dinner table?
My sister.
How old was she?
She's 2 years older than me, and my mum. It was the four of us.
And so your dad would be travelling, but he'd come back and do these elaborate things. What was a memorable dish from your mum's cooking?
My mum is much more, and she wouldn't be offended by this, my mum is much more of a... she would cook to eat. You know, it was less sort of ceremonial. Like, my dad, I think, enjoys the performance of cooking. Right. And whereas my mum, I think, was much more, you know, she was just busier. And my mum's a teacher, so she would have like half an hour,
right,
you know, at the end of the day to cook. So we'd have much more sort of pasta. But it was a nice thing because actually after, like, you know, doing my dad's food for a while, which was a bit more ambitious, you know, you kind of craved the plainer stuff of my mum, so it worked.
Speaking about your dad, I have to, your dad sounds like a fabulous man, mainly because he wrote a letter to NME, and my mum was so inspired by that.
Oh, I'm
and
the
then
same.
She started replying to people on Twitter when they would be mean about me.
Right.
Or put swastikas up.
Oh, well, yeah. You wouldn't.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah,
good
great.
For you.
I have to kind of give your dad a shout out because I don't know how you felt.
Were
about
you embarrassed?
That.
I think he did exactly the right thing.
I think at the time I was embarrassed. Now I think I find it it's quite a nice thing that I look back
really,
on.
I think it's really special.
It's interesting though, because I do think if you read what the guy wrote, there's no way you would get away with that now.
For context, NME wrote quite a mean
But it was
review
very
on you.
Personal.
Yeah.
Kind of, it was...
He didn't know you.
It was like quite personal, nasty. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was, you know, I was 22 and I just made this album. And, you know, it was just a bit weird. It was like, well, why are you... What's funny is I met him, the journalist.
How was that?
I remember he gave me this... It was, you know, if anyone wants to look it up, it's truly abhorrent review. But I met him at a gig and we shook hands. I felt that I was going to be, I wanted to go up to him and sort of, if I'm being honest, I wanted to like punch him.
Yeah.
How did you hold back?
But I didn't. As soon as I spoke to him, I actually felt a lot of love for him, and he was very sweet, and he was very kind of like, you know, it was just a sort of stunt, and
I
asked him about his dad. That's what was interesting.
Oh.
And he spoke about his relationship with his dad.
But I think that's...
And that was a weird kind of...
I feel like you handled it beautifully, Tom.
Yeah, I don't know why you loved him,
classy.
Tom.
Okay, these aren't freezing. However, you can see where I did the little thing.
That's the one that made the sound.
Fuck knows. Who knows, Pope? Look how that just like rolls away.
Oh,
la, la, la.
Lovely.
Oh, babe, you're going to be doing this tomorrow. Look at that.
Oh,
boom.
So great.
Yeah, you don't... I feel like you're not that enthusiastic
I
about
do
it.
Oh, yeah,
but I'm being
real. I'm very impressive, darling.
For somebody who likes to peel a leg every morning, I think this is quite exciting.
Do you, I find if it's not hard boiled, if it's not hard boiled, it's easy, it's harder.
Yes, because that's a little, well, actually maybe that's
But you like them, Jeremy.
What's that called though now?
What do you mean?
Like, what's this called?
Jesse would call that jammy egg.
Let's see.
What is that?
Open it up.
No, but that is...
No, that's a hard-boiled egg.
No, but what is it? Is it, because you know,
that's hard-boiled egg, babe.
But it's not a poached egg. It's kind of like a poached egg, though, isn't it?
It's a hard-boiled egg.
It's a boiled egg.
A boiled egg without a shell.
Yeah,
but sure.
If you ask...
Tom, what do you want to...
He's a fucking songwriter, look at it. But what is it? The boiled egg without the
shell.
If
you ask for a boiled egg, though, in a hotel,
it'll
never come peeled. You have to peel it yourself. Bloody nightmare.
Absolutely.
Oh, do you think
nightmare.
They should peel it? Like deboning fish?
No, but I think there could be an option for a peeled, hard-boiled egg.
No, I don't think I want
we'll
their hands over
go to bloody
Pret
and you can get that with your protein.
Oh, in your protein.
I feel quite... Me too. I feel very weird about other people peeling my eggs.
Not having that.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Tom, before...
Also, how's that? Of all the lovely things on that shelf, who goes for the bloody... egg and spinach.
I quite like. I love the egg and tomato M&S.
Oh really?
Egg mayonnaise with tomato.
Well, in a
we're
sandwich.
Talking about yeah.
No. This is not in a sandwich.
Oh, what is
this
it?
This is just in a pot. It's a
why like a few leaves that? Of spinach.
Well, why would
it's the healthy,
protein, the healthy yeah. option?
Yeah.
Don't ever.
I always have the intention of buying it, and then I always just get a tuna mayo sandwich.
Because they're delicious. Tom, your album's coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. This is January 26th.
So this will be out before.
Yeah.
Will you be touring a lot? Because I feel like that's where you thrive.
Yes.
I've seen you at the piano, and you're there, and you're doing it, and you're amazing. So, has this album been made? I guess you always want to tour, but is there anything that people can expect when they come and see you live? More of good stuff playing
more good
live.
Stuff.
More good stuff.
I think it's quite a live record. Mm-hmm. Like it's pretty loose. We did it a lot of we did like one take on each song.
Crikey.
It's like you like to kind of challenge.
So do you
yourself.
Produce it yourself?
Me and this guy Laurie, we've done the last three ones.
Okay.
And I've got a studio in Hackney, which we've done the last three records in. But yeah, it's pretty, I'm really proud of it. It's cool. I think it's good.
I'm sure it's good.
So sweet. You are Mr. Modesty. You realise this, don't you?
You
are very modest. Yeah. Let me tell you, it's very attractive.
Oh, great. Thank you. That's very kind of you.
So we have Sophia here, who's on our management team. And she's a big Tom fan. She had a question about the album Black Friday. Sophia, get on the mic, please. No, just fucking come on the mic, please. Come on the mic. Right.
Hi.
Hi, Sophia.
I have many questions about the album.
Ask Tom a few questions.
So I was listening to it last night, and I don't know, I just thought it's the happiest I've ever heard you on a record.
Oh, nice.
Like, I always get this feeling that you're... Like, every time I listen to one of your records, I feel like you're just heartbroken.
Right.
And in this record, I just felt a lot of happiness. I mean, there are some songs that are, like, sadder, but I just wanted to see, like, where were you when you were writing the song and why did you decide to call it Black Friday?
When he sounds so happy.
Yeah.
Right. Do you think it's your happiest record?
Thank you, Sophia. That's very sweet of you.
Do you think it's just a state of where you're at?
I don't think my music's ever that sad. I think it's always quite hopeful.
I think you've got a yearning, though, when you sing, though.
Yeah. I guess it's quite emotional, always.
Yeah.
But I think I'm certainly... it's got lighter moments on it. And I think it's more positive, generally.
So why Black Friday?
Black Friday was the lead track from the album. And I wrote that last year. And Black Friday always falls on my birthday.
Right.
And... I wrote that song on Black Friday.
Did you buy anything in the sales, babe?
I didn't, actually, no. I find it quite depressing, if I'm being honest with you. Like, Black Friday, I don't know...
So your November birthday?
November 24th, yeah. That song is quite tragic, I'd say. I just went for a bit of a rough period, and I wrote it right in the middle of it, and it happened to fall on my birthday. And I think...
Oh.
It was just quite a lot. Yeah. And I think then it's kind of weird because it just says it's Black Friday at the end of the week. And then you take my hand, hold it gently on the middle seat. And it's kind of not so much about Black Friday, but then it feels like it was that weekend. It was that week, you know, so it's difficult. I keep getting asked it. And each time I tell a slightly more rubbish.
You know what will
answer.
Happen? A journalist will tell you
what
something.
It is.
Yeah, and then you'll go,
is that?
Yeah, I'm going to take that. Yeah.
But I'm really proud of that song. And it's like, it's definitely it's a very, like, it's still quite raw to me, that song. Like, I still feel quite.
Have you performed it yet?
Yeah, lots, yeah. But it's also like a love song as well. And it's very much that sort of thing, if you've ever felt a bit not great, and then you look at everybody around you and everyone seems perfect and everyone seems fucking amazing and you adore them and you feel not, and then you look in at yourself and you go, I see the opposite, and then you look out and you go, everyone else looks so
but they're not.
Perfect. Well, that's the whole point, isn't it? Yeah. But
do you think you were struggling with depression?
I don't know. I think I have done, yeah. But it goes up and down, you know. But also the song. Yeah, I don't know. But it's weird. It's also kind of depressing that when you go through these periods, then good things as a musician come out of it. But because then you're like, I don't want that to be the case. Mm. I want to be happy and that to create work that you're happy with. Do you get what I mean?
Yes, I do. I do, and you will. You will, like, yeah. I mean, of course, like, yeah. It's everyone will ask you now that you're like married.
Yeah.
Whether you will ever be able to write a sad song again.
Yeah. They have already asked.
Yeah.
That, yeah.
Yeah. Of course.
No, there's plenty more where that came from.
Yeah, exactly. What's a food, a comfort food that could cheer you up? I mean, apart from an apple crumble, is there something that you will crave when you're on tour for a long time, or something that could just solve your problems for a moment?
Well, maybe this is a chance to get my sushi in there. I do really like sushi, although that's not really comfort food, is it?
I mean, it could be.
It is if you really like it.
Yeah, I do really like sweet things. Like I love chocolate and I love cakes and I love drinking like a cup of tea and having, you know, a
slice of cake.
Yeah, I mean, particularly when I get home from tour, like having a cup of tea and like some sort of chocolate.
I think that you need to start baking.
I would like to start baking.
I feel like it would really suit you. The chemist in you.
Yeah.
The meticulous. Yeah. I feel like baking is going to be your thing.
I'd like to start. Do you bake?
I'm really bad at it because I'm quite impatient and I like to just throw things together.
You can't get it wrong, can you? With bake? It's like
you can get it very wrong.
No, as in, that's what I meant. Yeah. If you do like 10 grams.
Yeah.
It could go 10 grams.
Yeah. Tom, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
For being on the podcast, for being such a fan, for being so honest and wonderful.
Well, it's lovely to be here.
And a wonderful guest.
Well, honestly, I mean it. I absolutely adore the show.
Thanks, mate.
Good. I will skip my episodes, but that will be the only episode I skip. Just so you know.
Oh, Tom, you can just come back whenever you need to. Yeah. When you come back from tour, we'll make you chicken soup. Oh, no, we won't because you don't bloody eat chicken.
Yeah.
We'll make you something
else. Some bland pasta. Yeah.
We'll make you some tomato pasta with some chili flakes.
Tomato pasta.
Yeah.
Tom Adele. Just absolutely lovely, classy, sweet, modest.
Modest.
Yeah, he's wonderful.
Jesse, if you've seen the pictures of his wife is so beautiful. And the photos...
I'm now looking. Hold
on. ...of the wedding were in Vogue. And it came up on my email.
Oh, my God, she's so gorge. He looks pretty gorge there, too. Oh, they look like they had the best time ever. Winter wedding, that's nice. Tom Adele's album Black Friday is coming out on the 26th of January. Go and listen to it. If you ever get the chance to go and see Tom perform, he is so amazing live. And you'll have the best time ever. You'll be even more in love with him, Mum.
Well, he's such a nice man. Really so humble.
And also, obviously we love him because he's a massive fan of the podcast. Obviously. I mean, but that he was reciting. He's been a fan for a while.
Yeah, he knew.
He knew.
Yeah.
Respect.
Yeah.
Go and listen to the new studio album. Go and book tickets for his live shows. Go and support somebody who has been doing this for a while and is absolutely thriving. Tom Adele, Black Friday's coming out, 26th of January. Mum, I'm going to go and clean up now.
I'm going to help you.
Thank you. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.